Welcome to the Let's Talk Data podcast series presented by SAP, where we explore game-changing technology and strategies with leading experts with the goal of maximizing the value of data across your organization. If you haven't done so already, please follow or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite channel to stay tuned in.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Data podcast series. My name is John Liu, Product Marketing Manager for SAP Build, and I will be your host today. Today, we have two very special guests from AG Consultancy, Nick and Rahul, here to talk to us about some new exciting technology surrounding the automation space. But before we begin, please subscribe to our podcast on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. So, thank you both for joining us today. Before we get started, can you guys please do a quick introduction of yourselves?
Hi, John. Thanks again for inviting us to participate in this podcast series. It's a real honor to be included, and obviously great to work with you again. So I'm Nick Champion, co-founder and director at AG. I head up what we call the intelligent technologies area in AG, and that includes all things process mining, in SAP terms that's Signavio, and everything related to automation. So that in SAP terms, that's SAP Build.
Cool. Hi, John. Hi, Nick. Great to be part of this podcast. I'm Rahul Kumar, Technical Solution Lead at AG. Works across multiple intelligent technologies that includes automation, AI, and I'm the primary focal point for all the things related to automation, especially SAP Build.
Perfect. Thanks for joining. And seems like we got some great SAP Build experts here. So what are some top achievements from, you know, AG Consultancy as an SAP partner that you've achieved over the past few years?
So yeah, AG have been an SAP Gold partner for quite a few years now. We started off as a service-based partner. We then became Build partners as well as VAR, value-added resellers. And more recently, just in the last few months, actually, we became support partners as well. So now we can sell licenses, implement solutions, build our own certified SAP products, and now we can pick up support. So that means even for a legacy SAP customers, we can help to provide a seamless service across all areas. So that's just in terms of partnership. We've won a bunch of SAP awards. So we were serial finalists for quite a few years at the prestigious SAP UK and Ireland Quality Awards. And the last time they were run, we went all the way to gold. And that was, we quite like it, but it's in the innovation category. There's three categories. So more recently, we won a BTP Innovation Award, which recognizes focus and excellence in the innovation and integration space within SAP BTP. Outside of SAP, we also recently won of the FT 1000 fastest growing businesses in Europe. So that's, you know, fantastic to get that sort of recognition. So yeah, so I think there's lots of things we're very proud about. One of the things that we're very proud about as well is that we're distinguished partners in the Signavio and BTP spaces, and some great achievements specifically in these areas. So one of the things that we'd like to talk about maybe is just in terms of the SAP store. Rahul, I don't know if you want to share some more details.
Yes, of course. This is quite exciting for us. So we have recently published a series of what we call like community automation using SAP Build Process Automation. So these are based on real-world proven solution in areas like SAP Accounts Payable, Supply Chain, PM, what you name it. So we made this solution fully configurable, so it's very quick and easy for other organizations and customers to deploy. And these are now available via the SAP Store. So we've been working closely with the SAP BTP and the Build team, and we are proud, like we are one of the first partners to publish this kind of high functionality pre-built automation content.
Awesome. Those are some great stuff, and great to hear about the achievements. So thanks for setting the stage on giving some background on AG. So let's kind of dive right in. What are some common customer trends and challenges that you guys see in the market, and how is SAP Build solving these challenges and tackling them?
Yeah, really good question. So I think firstly, every company is aware of the high overhead of managing high volume activities. So this is normal for large successful businesses that are typical of the SAP customer base. But everyone wants to work smart and to save costs where they can, that sort of stuff. So most have tried something to try and drive efficiencies and reduce costs around these kind of high volume activities. What's happening is people are now realizing that SAP now has a platform and an ecosystem which makes it quick, easy, cost effective to actually make those savings a reality without having to look outside and, you know, other technologies to cobble together solutions. You can now innovate in a sort of standardized way using SAP technologies. There's more and more pre-built content, which reduces cost and risk and means you can deliver results super quickly, often in days or weeks rather than months, you know, rather than weeks and months. So because of the huge investment, SAP are now the natural first choice for SAP-centered automation. So if you factor in SAP's collaboration and integration with other key vendors who have strong offerings for non-SAP systems, then it really has become a bit of a no-brainer for SAP customers to embrace SAP technology for automation. So that's the first point. The second point is really people are waking up to the value of data. I mean, this isn't anything new. You'll often hear things like data is the new gold or new oil. So people want data quality and governance and to get it at the right time and to do so as efficiently and cost effectively as possible. This is where we see the demand for what you might call intelligent solutions. Some of the most common of these being intelligent forms and workflow solutions. And these make it easy for users at the data entry stage, coupled with a workflow framework in the back to ensure processes run smoothly end to end, and we adhere to to the appropriate data standards, if you like. So SAP are now the standout leader in this area with enterprise grade forms and workflow building solutions coupled with an enterprise grade workflow solution. And together with the best SAP automation and non-SAP automation tools anywhere on the planet. So for any business processes where SAP plays a significant part, in my view, it makes no sense to look beyond using SAP technology anymore.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Nick. So I think from my experience in the automation and RPA space, many automation vendors excel in process automation capability, but struggle with creating low-code front-end application and also the workflow management under a single platform. SAP builds provide a comprehensive low-code, no-code automation platform to build forms and workflow easily and automate across a suite of SAP application. I think this is a very standout piece from the other automation vendor. It has also rich capabilities of having like hundreds of native out-of-box API connectors with multiple SAP applications. And also, what SAP stands out is the recent announcement of Joule. This is like a GenAI capability. It's more like a co-pilot or assistant for the pro-code developers to create some application from scratch without knowing much of the code. So this is a transformative thing from SAP Build or SAP in general.
Yeah, so I'd agree with all. I think, you know, individually, if you take individual functionality, different vendors have different strengths. Yeah. If you look across the platform, really there's no one out there that can touch SAP in this sort of space.
And Nick, I really like how you highlighted the governance part of it. That's definitely something that we also hear a lot from our customers and also from the field as well. It's definitely an important topic to ensure, you know, the processes are running smoothly, especially from end to end. So let's kind of talk about how we can take automation to the next level. So with enterprise automation with SAP, it really combines the best of solutions. So we have SAP Integration Suite, SAP Build, and SAP Signavio to really help identify, model, and really automate business and IT processes end to end. So how does this framework help customers understand the value of making sure that they also understand their current business processes?
So you mentioned three technologies there, and I'm going to start looking at Integration Suite. So I mentioned before about user-centric intelligent solutions, i.e. forms and workflow solutions. So this is if you've got a new master data request or whatever it might be. Another variation to this is event-centric intelligent solutions, where the trigger would come not from a user, but from something like a change in a status on a document. So maybe a purchase requisition gets released or whatever it is, a new type of request. So these event-based occurrences act as the initiators for an intelligent solution to kick in and work their magic. So this has the effect of being like a next level automation. And this is where SAP's Integration Suite comes into play via something called the Event Mesh. And just a point of note, the event mesh can be from SAP or from non-SAP systems. So you can be looking for an event that's happening anywhere. So there's a natural flow between events across end-to-end business processes. And this is really the key. And so by making those button changes ever more streamlined and automated, this is where the real value is, and this is where there's a real game changer. So it's that really automating that end-to-end business processes. So, you know, that's as far as Integration Suite is concerned. We talked about Build before. We haven't even started talking about Signavio yet. So this is really where SAP, if you ask me, you know, are really pulling things together in a way which is unparalleled. So to give some context of what we, you know, of Signavio, we've done a series of joint events with SAP where we first focus on Signavio. We first talk about Signavio. And we liken Signavio to being a bit like going to a doctor and having a health check, you know, stuff like getting your blood cholesterol checked and the like. So Signavio does this for you, for your SAP system. It tells you how you're getting on, what's working well, what's not working so well. So once we've got that visibility, what we do is we call upon SAP Build to fix the problem and to help get your SAP in really good shape. So that's a bit like giving you some vitamins or putting in place some sort of exercise plan. So that's how the handshake happens between, say, Signavio and Build and Integration Suite. So you can look at these three different things. There's a really nice kind of interconnection between these. So if you take some of the other really funky features from Signavio as well, like simulation and stuff like that, or tip planning and those kind of things, all of a sudden you've got a really powerful and highly integrated process and system transformation platform. A real one that works, one where everything ties in and it just makes sense. There really is nothing like it anywhere that comes close. And so my view for SAP-centered process transformations, it really is transformational. A bit cheesy, but there you go.
Yeah. No, those are really cool examples. And I like your analogy with kind of like checking in the doctor. So, you know, enterprise with automation, it works great. And there's really no singular starting point that you need to begin with. So for example, if you're already using Integration Suite, then customers can find the value that they might be needing by introducing SAP Signavio and SAP Build to their business processes. But I know that many folks are already using their own automation software and applications. So there's no need for a big overhaul. Nick, can you kind of speak to the third-party connectivity and in detail, and what does that mean for customers?
So Rahul, I know you're just about publishing a blog which talks to exactly the subject. So, you know, which automation vendor strategy might be best? And spoiler alert, sorry to steal your thunder, the reality is that in my view, it makes perfect sense to have a hybrid but integrated approach. So, so SAP have close relations with people like UiPath. And incidentally, we've been a UiPath Elite Services partner for several years. And we believe the combined strengths of the SAP toolset and the UiPath toolset is unbeatable. So SAP Build, clearly, it works best for SAP. And UiPath works best for non-SAP. So actually, in addition to that, we actually think Microsoft works pretty well for simple, localized, personal productivity as well. So you've almost got like a horses for courses scenario. But if you can access the high value add pre-built content for all things SAP via SAP, the SAP store, and supplement that with the equivalent accelerators, et cetera, pre-built content for non-SAP systems like Salesforce or whatever via, say, UiPath, but manage everything seamlessly from one console, then you can get the best of all worlds. So it may come as a bit of a surprise, but commercially, you should actually expect to reduce costs with a hybrid approach, as neither platform is particularly high cost. The value you get from the accelerators and content across this multi-vendor estate usually outweighs the cost of maintaining a multi-vendor infrastructure. So what that means is people can leverage any existing investments and solutions by simply plugging everything together. Rahul, do you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Nick. I think it may be a bit of masterstroke by SAP to focus themselves on building out SAP-centric automation whilst also establishing tight integration with other vendors. So clients don't have to make any big moves. They can just seamlessly plug everything together. We have some great examples of solution where we have built for one client using UiPath where they wanted some more advanced workflow So we have plugged the existing UiPath automation into an SAP build-based forms and workflow solution. So this is an example of integrating and getting the best of both worlds with zero or minimal rework or downtime. This is a great example of enterprise automation in real life practice.
That's a really interesting example, Rahul. And Nick, you've also really hit the nail on this one too. We understand that there are a lot of considerations for customers who are thinking about implementing new technologies. So of course there's value in subscribing to an SAP ecosystem. But you know, folks who are not ready or if they have unique cases with existing investments, then that's also no problem. We want folks to be comfortable with what they're used to. So there's synergies with SAP Build and the third-party applications that you've given some examples on. So Nick, I know during our initial discussion, you've mentioned that AG Consultancy have developed some bots for SAP applications. Can you give us a quick highlight and some examples of what these do and what they are?
Sure. So yeah, that's absolutely right. We developed a series of what we call AG Community Automations. So these are purpose-built, real-world client SAP automations across the key areas of SAP, including finance, accounts payable, supply chain, etc. And what we've done is we've taken these, we've refined these, and taken out any client kind of quirky sort of stuff that was part of the original build, and really productized these and released them for usage across the AG customer community more widely. Rahul, I don't know if you want to add anything.
Sure. From the technical side, what we did, like we made these easily configurable. For example, parameters such as company code or etc. can be simply configured to adapt each specific client needs. Also, what we made is we made it as a component base and which can be easily extended or integrated. For example, to accommodate client-specific rules, business rules, and etc. Also, what they can be easily integrated.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's a key point, Avril. So what we've got is things that can be used out of the box as they are, simple configuration. You know, if you've got access to the people who can tell you what the company codes or accounts or whatever they are, they can be implemented the same day if you've got the right infrastructure, etc. But the key thing is, if you want to extend these, if you want to tailor these, absolutely you can. If you want to plug these in, triggers coming in, triggers going out, anything's possible, and it can be done really kind of quickly. I think that's you know, from my perspective, that's one of the key things.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we went through a process of prioritizing these, and I recently published the first batch on the SAP store. And you know, it's quite a journey, to be honest. We worked closely and had terrific support from Sahail, Roger, etc. You know, the team at SAP, they're a great bunch, and I think we're one of the first to do this. So we're really excited for the potential of these. They're able to be deployed more or less straight away, very little client-side effort, no risk, they're low cost. You know, it's becoming a no-brainer with a return on investment, which can really slap you in the face. Probably one of different terminology there, but it's very sort of, it's a very strong business.
Yeah, no, those sound interesting. And I hope to see more of this, and even maybe you can showcase some of this in action in our upcoming LinkedIn Live events. But unfortunately, we've reached the end of our podcast. So I'd like to ask you both, is there anything that you'd like to leave the audience with?
Sure. Maybe I'll go first, Rahul.
Yeah.
So for me, I guess I would say, you know, it's important to try and build a team who really understand not only what these amazing technologies can do, but also have a real appreciation of the real world challenges which you're trying to address. So technology people, all due respect and everything, they get all excited about technology. And fair play, you know, they're seriously cool, right? But the risk is that you can, if you're not careful, you get too kind of tied up in the technology and not necessarily sort of fully focused on the full picture or really appreciating where some of the nuances are. And one of the things about SAP is it's designed to cater for complex processes and multiple scenarios and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there can be sub-processes and other surprises lurking just around the corner at any time. And if you don't have that full awareness of this, and you just kind of focus on what you see in front of you rather than thinking of all the different scenarios, you know that in our experience, that's where you can be in for a bit of a bumpy ride. So getting the right people involved, not just excellent technology people, but business people who really understand, you know, where those nuances are. It's probably a bit of a plug for people like us, to be honest, or actually probably specifically for us, because we've got lots and lots of experience of this. We've learned lots. We've got many years of experience of specializing in this kind of area, and our SAP functional team and our SAP build team actually sit alongside each other and have been working together for years. So we know how to make these things actually work in the real world. And so my thing would be make sure you've got the right team. We really understand, very strong technically, but also understand really what the business requirements are. Maybe use people like us for all of them.
That makes sense. That's make total sense to me, Nick. Yeah, I guess from me, the key message would be to keep an eye on the product releases, because things are moving very fast. Like what seemed almost impossible today can become easily achievable in the next release. So the vision and the pace of innovation at SAP and UiPath is pretty staggering. Like we haven't even really talked about Gen AI, which is the trending stuff. It's such an exciting time to be a technologist, but you really have to invest the time to keep ahead of the game. And I would strongly advise to build a strong relationship with the guys at SAP, because our relationship with SAP, we have been invited to provide input to help shape the roadmaps for some of the area, which is great, and really help us to ensure our client needs are understood right in the heart of the SAP product teams.
Perfect. Those are great notes. So thank you, Nick, and thank you, Rahul, for both to join us today on this podcast and sharing your expertise and insights.
Thanks, John. Thanks for inviting us to join this this series. It's great to work with you, of course, and great to have the opportunity to share a little bit of our story and our view of the world, really. Thanks again.
Sure. Thanks, John. Thanks.
Yeah. Be sure to check out some of the great links in our description on some of the exciting automation bots that AG has been working on. And thank you both for your time.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Check out the show notes for additional links to information. And please subscribe or follow to join us on the next episode of Let's Talk Data, presented by SAP.